Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to my brother's Lincoln Show.
Hey, my friends. I am sitting here in my office after working a long week at Amazon.com and after working a couple days at the post office. Tomorrow I deliver mail for the first time in 6 months. They reinstated my position there. I'll be delivering mail on my route. Last week I got back from a 10-day vacation up north to North Dakota and Minnesota and Missouri. I recommend you should try it sometime. Just quit whatever you're doing, put some gas in your car, and just drive somewhere. It's very nice to have a vacation sometimes. The one said to the other, "Look at that one, the one staring at us through the bars. Doesn't he look intelligent?" "Yes, there is something uncanny about it. He looks as if he understood every word we're saying. Walks on his hind legs, too, and swings his arm. There, he's got a peanut. Let's see what he does with it." "Well, what do you think about that? He knows enough to take the shell off it before he eats it, just like we do." "That's a female alongside him. Listen to her chatter at him. He doesn't seem to be paying much attention to her, though. She must be his mate." "They look kind of sad, don't they?" "Yes, I guess they wish they were in here with us monkeys." Jesus said in John 14:1-4, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." I have worked almost nonstop the last 2 days and 3 nights, so I have not had much sleep and I have not had much time to record this show. Lots of people know me as Link the Mailman. You have to say that just right. The L is long and the rest of it is real fast. Link the Mailman. So you are cleaning your room and you want to know whether you should keep this piece of junk. Well, here's one formula. You don't think about whether the piece of junk is worth anything. You ask whether the piece of junk is worth more than the floor space that it uses up. Let's say your floor space of your house is worth $100 a square foot. That's for a $150,000 house with 1,500 square feet. You have to decide whether your piece of junk is worth more than $100 per square foot to use up the floor space it sits on. That's how you decide whether something is worth keeping, if it costs more than $100. Would you let someone make your house or your room smaller? Why let your junk make your room smaller? The final song is used by permission from the Soji sisters, who are performing together on their CD. Lydia is playing the piano, Noelle is the alto, and Erica soprano. Check www.lincolnshow.com next Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern.
From Jesus, fountains of compassion.
Thanks for listening.